We are joined right now by the head coach of the Kansas City Chiefs. Incredibly, he is entering his 10th season as Chiefs head coach. He is a 2019 Super Bowl champ. He is a NFL Coach of the Year. He is Andy Reid. He joins us right now. Andy, it is so good to have you back on. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jim. Thank you for having me.
My man, I am not going to lie to you. I know that there's technically no offseason, Andy, in the NFL, but technically we are not in season either. So I want to be very upfront about this. Every time I go to Javier's, and by the way, I'm going again this weekend, I'm sneaking a peek for you. When was the last time you hit one of our favorite all-time spots?
You know, I was there last summer, but I've only been out to California once this offseason, and it was right after the season, and I was in hibernation at that time, so I didn't go up there, but I love Javier's.
That is the best. Really quickly, to each their own, and Javier's might be my favorite restaurant in the world, literally, Andy, and I'm not looking for any kind of statement from you with regards to that, but have you ever had anything less than an exceptional dining experience at Javier's Crystal Cove on the Newport Coast?
No, I'll tell you, it's spectacular. Great venue, beautiful scenery, and the food is outstanding.
It is the best. Andy Reid joining us. I appreciate your thoughts on that. All right, so why don't we talk about the draft for a few minutes? I don't think I remember, Andy, the last time there was so much uncertainty going into a draft and so many questions about what may or may not happen. I'm curious, what kind of thoughts did you have as you watched 7 of the first 10 picks on the defensive side of the ball come off the board?
I'll tell you what, it was crazy, Jim, but we kind of followed right in – right with them on that. So we had, our draft was mainly defense too, but it was crazy coming off the board early there, and good defensive players. I mean, these guys, they're going to help their teams for sure.
All right, so you got a couple of guys I know you liked in the first round. You moved up from 29 to 21 to get a corner in Trent McDuffie. Obviously, you felt pretty strongly about him. Why was this a particular player that was so appealing to you?
Well, you know what? I mean, you guys saw him out on the West Coast, having been at Washington there. He's a smooth operator, good size, good speed, just has a knack for the game. And Jim, we needed that. I mean, we needed to help out our secondary a little bit. So it fit right into line with need and good player.
Andy Reid is joining us with that 30th pick. Andy, you picked George Karlaftis. He's got a great story. He's got a really interesting background. I can tell that you already like him a lot already. How anxious are you to get him in and see what he can do?
Yeah, high-energy guy, Jim. I mean, he played against great competition. So you put on tape now, you're seeing him against some good offensive lines, and he produced. He's Greek, right? He's Greek, and he was born in Greece, and he's very proud of that, and went to Purdue and just massive production. So you get this kid that has a relentless motor, and he's smart. His study habits are phenomenal. I talked to their head coach out there, and he spoke the world of him. He said he prepares like quarterbacks prepare, and you don't see that a ton on the defensive line, but this kid does that. And so I look forward to getting him in here and putting him in the mix on that defensive line.
Chiefs head coach Andy Reid is joining us for a few more moments. Of course, you dealt Tyreek Hill to Miami. Andy, did you see the market for wide receivers changing as dramatically and quickly as it did?
Well, you know, with what the Raiders did, with the kid from Green Bay, with what the Dolphins did with Tyreek, I knew it was going to shoot up. Once the Raiders did what they did, I knew the market was going to be on a little different level than what it's been on. And more power to the guys that were being paid. I mean, Tyreek included. He did a great job for us, and he's going to do a nice job for the Dolphins. But again, Jim, you know how this thing goes. We've got a lot of good players, and you've got to sort this cap out. Half of the game is how do you divvy up the cap and take care of the rest of the team. So instead of putting it all in one guy, we're able to kind of mix it around and try to do the right thing with the team. And then if you lose somebody like Tyreek, you replenish and then utilize the player's strengths, and here we go, and you go play football.
Andy Reid's joining us. In fact, that's exactly what you did. You were really aggressive in bringing in guys like Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Juju Smith-Schuster, Ronald Jones. You drafted a wide receiver in Sky Moore in the second round. Obviously, then, Andy, the offense, I should say, is going to be different than it was. Time will tell, But do you think the ceiling might be higher? Do you think that it might be even better than it was?
Well, we'll see. We'll see how the guys bring it together here the next few months. And I think that's important, that growing pride. I tell the guys every year, every team's different. Well, this team is different, and they can see that. And it's just how it's the preparation, the mindset, all those things. We just had our first week back here with the players, with the veteran players. Rookies come in tonight. So I look forward to see how we grow as a football team. But I'm always thinking we're going to be okay, you know, but we've got to put in the time and the effort for that.
We're talking to Andy Reid for a couple of more moments. You want to talk about different. How about the AFC West overall, Andy? The talent acquisition around that division was absolutely insane. Have you ever seen anything quite like that? And then generally, how does that division look and feel to you now compared to a year ago?
Yeah, I mean, how great is that? We're in this thing for the competition, and here we've got this AFC West that's just gone crazy this offseason, bringing in players. And so every game's going to be a knockdown dragout, and I love that. You don't never have to worry about talking about preparation for those games because you're going to prepare your tail off to make sure you go out and show well. And these guys are very competitive guys. Our team, competitive. The NFL guys that play the game are very competitive, and so they're going to want to show and show well. And this should just lead for the fans. It should lead for some really great games.
Andy, I know you're not about this, and I know you're not going to make it about yourself, but I can hear the energy in your voice. I know that you're still all in it. I know you're looking ahead, but I want to ask you something. Like, you went so hard, so long, hell, in effect, an entire lifetime to get that ring, and you're never going to rest on your laurels. I know you're not looking back, but I'm really curious. If I could get you just to step back for one moment, how long did it take to sink in that you had won a world championship? And then what does that ring represent to you?
You know what, Jim, I sat there, and I mean, I literally sat there till 4:30 in the morning listening to Pitbull after the game. And my man was cranking, and at 50 years old or whatever he is, I mean, he was cranking it out. And I'm going, this is unbelievable. It settled in right there. And then when we got back and we went through the parade, it was hammered in a little bit more. And then when we got done with it, it was time to get on to the next year because that's how this thing works. But what a great, great thing it was. And it was a lot of fun. Makes you want to get back there and do it again.
For sure. Now, okay, if you were cranking Pitbull, well, I mean, I understand why that night. Like, on your off time, Andy, what little off time you have, whether or not you're going for a walk, you're getting a workout in, you're taking a drive, who else are you bumping? Who are you listening to these days?
You know, I throw a little Kenny Chesney on there. It's a little less than Pitbull, but I throw a little Kenny Chesney on there. I mean, I like country music, and I like everything. My kids make fun of me. I got rap. I've got everything on my iPad there, so I get it all in.
I get that. All right, so when you're kind of private about this, and I'll be very respectful, do you have any trips to Cali planned? Let's never forget, you're an L.A. native. I'd love to see you out here. Are there any at least quick trips planned to California?
I'll be back out in the summer. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely be back in the summer. I love California. Love it here in Kansas City, too, but I love California, and I've got a place there, and I like coming out and chilling before we get started with the season.
I love that. Andy, one last thought. You mentioned Kansas City. Great town. Such a great, great town. They love you. You love them. I mean, time, I don't want to use this word, but, man, it's a bitch. Andy, can you believe it? You're coming up on a decade. Does it feel like you've been there a decade?
Oh, only when I look in the mirror. That's it. I'm losing. I used to have red hair. I don't have red hair. I used to have hair, and I don't have hair. So, I mean, it's I'm getting older, but I don't feel that way. I enjoy what I'm doing. I was lucky enough to be 14 years in Philadelphia and then 10 years here. I was 7 years in Green Bay. I mean, it's been a lot of fun and met a lot of great people.
From me to you, no one better. He is the head coach of the Chiefs. He is entering his 10th year, a Super Bowl champ. He is Andy Reid. Andy, you are the absolute best. Thank you for coming on. I always love talking to you, and I appreciate the friendship.
All right, Jim. Likewise. Appreciate you, man.
Appreciate you so much, Coach. Andy bleeping Reid, always pumping me up. God, what a blast. Good Friday show. I told you we'd have some fun, and we did, right? Am I right?